Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Missing minerals? 99% of us are. Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder helps restore what your body's missing, naturally supporting mood, energy, and immunity. Get yours now at TraceMinerals.com.
Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast, or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish Nation. Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome to Dish Nation.
Welcome.
It is hump day.
Hump day.
Today and not a verb. Got a great show for y'all today. Taylor Swift has a new man, and surprise, surprise, he's British. Mm-hmm. Plus, Katy Perry kissed a girl, and she liked it, and now we know who that girl was. But ladies and gentlemen, we have a special guest in the building, all the way from London, England, by way of Jamaica, by way of what part of New York?
Brooklyn.
We'll take it. Modi Love is in the building.
Yay, we love you.
Well, first, yesterday, we had to sit through and suffer through an Instagram dude.
That was not a suffer.
Yeah. It was a suffer.
It was.
Wait,
wonderful.
What happened?
Oh, yeah, Kevin Hardy has showed
up. He gave us a little look.
Yeah.
A little chance. Look.
Now, Halle Berry's returning the favor with an Instagram girl. Yeah. Now, she posted this picture on Instagram with the caption, "I'll tell you what freedom is to me. No fear. Hashtag Nina Simone."
I seen that come down my timeline.
Now, actually, this is more like an Instagram girl with the rest of the picture. Because, like, it's a tease.
I don't know, but is she naked or not?
It looks like she's wearing bra and panties because she's being held still.
Uh-huh.
Because you wouldn't know because you don't have boobies, but Portia and I would know that when you're lying down or pressed in a certain position or whatever, they move around a little bit.
Mine don't move.
They don't move in your bottom.
I paid for stability,
that's
okay?
Right, cause
they
mine,
do not move.
Because hers are stable. I don't know what Mona's talking about. Mona, you need to speak for yourself, honey. That's right.
All right, up next, I've got Jennifer Lawrence's latest performance, y'all, as a stripper.
What?
Oh, really?
No.
She's over in Vienna filming a movie and apparently decided to hit a strip club in her downtime. And looks like she had fun. Whoa. Check it out. She should have shut down the strip club so she could act a fool.
But she's in Vienna. Nobody probably knew who she was.
Yeah. Well, she got drug online, y'all. As we are dragging her in here, and she responded, she took to Facebook and said, "Look, nobody wants to be reminded that they tried to dance on a stripper pole by the internet. It was one of my best friend's birthdays, and I dropped my paranoia guard for 1 second to have fun. I'm not going to apologize. I had a blast that night. P.S. That's not a bra. It's an Alexander Wang.
All right, bitch. Mm-hmm. Tell him, honey.
And I'm not going to lie. I think my dancing was pretty good, even though I have no core strength.
And here's the thing. You should be able to let your guard down.
I agree with her on that.
So for people to vilify her
I don't think she should be vilified.
And in that moment, you could not tell her she wasn't Black China. She was, let me tell you, in her mind, she was twerking.
Yes, honey.
In her mind, she was on the ceiling on that pole. But what we saw was something completely different.
Yes, honey.
All right, now, next up, whether we like it or not, American Idol is coming back for another season. Katy Perry's officially signed on to be a judge.
Okay.
We talked about yesterday how Chris Daughtry is also going to be on there.
Right.
He was an American Idol season 5 contestant.
Right.
You know one person who's not happy about that situation?
Who?
That's going to be Taylor Hicks. So he called the to the Dominique Nadi show, and he was asked how he felt about Chris, who came in fourth place on the show, being a judge. Here's what he had to say.
Do you think that he's the right pick for that position? You know, I'm not going to get into, you know, who shouldn't or who should be a judge. If anything, I think a winner should be, personally. You know, what you go through to win the show is a lot different than what you go through when you're third or fourth. I would feel like a winner, you know, would be the best suited.
Let's just say that I get what he's saying, mm-hmm. that, you know, a winner could be. But some of the people who did not win, they became very successful.
Super successful.
Like Jennifer Hudson and other people.
Yep. Clay Aiken.
So it doesn't have to be a winner.
I would take Mike Tyson,
yeah.
Donald Trump.
Why would you want Stevie to see? Wonder. That's ludicrous.
That is
first of all
ridiculous.
No, why would you want to see him?
Mike is so ill, and he thinks he can sing a little bit himself. His opinion yeah. would be great. It would come from a genuine.
It would be
place.
Comic relief.
You're going to Hollywood to be a star. This is American Idol. Alright, y'all, so it's time to open this party up and shed some bi-coastal love to our yeah. people out of California. That's Heidi, Frank, and Sammy.
Elena.
What's going on, y'all?
Kelly.
Somebody has a gun. So Heidi, is that the sound of a smash alert?
Woo!
I can hear in the background.
A little bit. If you listen carefully, a smash alert. It's been a long time, but Taylor Swift has a new boyfriend.
Oh.
It has really? Not been that long, Heidi.
Check this out. This is her 13th boyfriend in 10 years.
That's what?
All right, honey.
Okay, so his name is Joe Alwyn, and he sort of looks like the typical Taylor Swift boyfriend archetype. He's 26 years
yeah.
old. He's blonde hair. He's blue-eyed. He's an aspiring actor. The difference is, he lives with his parents.
Oh.
I mentioned he's 26, right?
Okay.
Yeah, now I get her trying something different, because if you do the same thing over and over again, that's insanity.
Right.
But dang, don't go backwards.
Well, I don't know about that. Here's what I do know, that she has a private jet, and she's been flying to London quite often mm-hmm. to visit him sort of on the down low.
Okay. Mm.
Here's the thing. If you have a private jet, you can't date somebody who has a jet-shaped bed in their bedroom.
Well, but he's obviously just not very busy. Everyone else that she dates, they all have very busy schedules, and so does she.
He's busy That's playing true. Video games in the basement.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know. Is this what they do over there? Because here in America, it's like if a guy is living with his parents, that's a wrap. Like,
yes.
you better hide that from me. You better say they're staying with you.
Right.
That's what a guy told me. He was living with his mom.
Uh-huh.
And he told me he was letting his mom live with him.
Oh.
Until I went to go visit. I was like, this is your mom's house.
So, I mean, when you really look at it and think of it, like, you know, British aristocracy, if you look at the Queen, there's a whole bunch of adult people that live at home, and then they have their summer houses.
Well, look at the size of the house.
It's a palace, Moni.
This is true.
All right, y'all. Have y'all ever wondered who the girl is in Katy Perry's hit song, I Kissed a Girl?
I was those
Yeah, I did wonder that.
Guess who it is?
Who?
Miley Cyrus.
Shut up.
Really?
Yes.
What? Oh.
Miley opened up about being the inspiration for the 2008 hit song on WKTU's Cubby and Carolina Bermudez radio show. And here's what she had to say about that little kiss.
When she came out with I Kissed a Girl, I was doing the Hannah Montana movie. And I heard her on the radio. They said, who'd you write that about? And she said, me. And I heard it, and I started screaming and freaking out. And then she asked me to go to the VMAs with her. That's when I started doing my whole VMA controversy.
Right. You know, that makes sense.
Okay.
I could totally see them making out.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that would have been like statutory rape with a heterosexual couple, because isn't she younger than
Katy
Perry?
Miley in 2008 was 16 years old,
that's,
and Katy Perry was 24.
Oh,
that's not a good look.
No, it's not.
No, ooh.
How does it work when it's two girls, though?
Just, no, it's still Moni.
I'm with Moni on this. It's the first time we've ever agreed.
Oh, no, I didn't mean to say something that Frank would be with me on.
You should be ashamed of yourself, Moni.
But, you know, I don't believe this. Y'all remember it was Miley Cyrus's concert, and Katy Perry walked up and she kissed her, and Katy was so disgusted.
Oh, she played like she was.
So Katy did not like the kiss at all.
I mean, that mouth had done some few things, like, you know, at that point. Where, like, you know what I'm saying? It, like, you know, this wasn't like just fresh off of Hannah Montana, Miley Cyrus to try to kiss Katy Perry.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
it wasn't the
headcrack sounding creepy. No, I mean, she didn't look 16. You can't do that.
Now, one couple that may not make it to the 10-year mark is Brandon Vesmar and the girl that he took to the movies. You see, Brandon, he is suing this woman for using her phone, texting, during the movie. And he's suing her for the whopping amount of $17.31.
What?
The price of the ticket. He took her to see Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
But this is the problem with dating a guy in the movie theater who's always like, shh, shh. You don't date him.
What? He doesn't like
it.
It was like their first date.
You don't date that guy.
But it was like their first date, so you don't know you're dating that guy. So you
were
there.
So you're actually there, right? But just like I always tell you, Head Craig, if we were dating, don't take me to see these dumb-ass movies. I don't want to see Guardians of the Galaxy. She probably told him she didn't want to see it.
Hey, now, James Gunn, who is the director and writer for Guardians of the Galaxy, he heard about this story, and he commented on his Twitter saying, "Why stop at suing? She deserves jail time."
We've got news of a new fashion trend that's taking over the internet, Gary. So that way you can stop wearing those shirts.
Oh, really? Maybe it gotta be bad then. Welcome back to Dish Nation. Yes. Yesterday was Janet Jackson's 51st birthday. Woo! And baby, guess what? Guess who sent her flowers?
Who? JD?
Oh, no, what? Honey. Her ex-husband, honey.
Oh, really?
I'd have been more impressed.
Well, I knew it was an ex.
Exactly, honey. Now, her ex-husband, he sent her flowers. Now, a source close to the Jackson family said that her ex, Wissam El-Manyan, who she separated from last month, honey, sent Janet a mix of over 100 roses and orchids in celebration of her birthday.
That's expensive.
Yeah.
Well, he's a billionaire, so.
Yeah, but that was cheap, though.
What?
100 damn flowers?
He's about to have to pay her like millions of dollars in alimony. Like,
he's a billionaire.
So
he's a billionaire.
So what?
He could have sent Janet Jackson at least 500, honey. For 100, she was 51.
But think about it. He couldn't be obvious. Because if he'd have done any more than flowers, it would look like, oh, he's trying to get her back. So he just sent the little token. Because to rich people, it's the little things that count.
Well, do you think he's trying to win her back?
He probably is, but you wouldn't be winning me back with no damn flowers.
Portia.
What?
If somebody bought you that many flowers...
I mean, it's not that many.
It's not that many,
because he could have, like, filled the whole hotel room up. Like, he could have really done.
True.
But would I take him back? No. Give my money. Give my $200 million. Give my $200. Like we got. Well, Reese Witherspoon is one of the busiest women in Hollywood. She's an actress, producer, philanthropist, mother, and her latest title is fashion designer.
What?
I bet y'all didn't know that, right?
I didn't know that she's doing fashion.
Well, Reese's fashion and lifestyle brand, Draper James, launched a couple of years ago.
Oh.
Well, it's being sold online and exclusively at Nordstrom.
Still ain't seen it.
Well, anyway, Reese says she created things that are inspired by her Southern upbringing.
Hell, my Southern upbringing didn't bring me no doggone pair of $150 gingham shorts.
Well, maybe she was born.
Is that how much she's charging for stuff? So is that high end?
It's pretty high end. Yeah, Reese also believes fashion doesn't have to be serious. She said, it doesn't have to make you feel bad. People don't have to be snotty and rude when you go into the store. There are a lot of places in this world where people feel like they don't belong. I want people to feel like they belong.
In a $250 gingham dress.
Yes.
Well, she's saying if you walk in the store, normally you're scared to kind of pick up something because people are following you around or whatever. She wants you to feel comfortable in spending your money.
She don't want you to feel like Oprah felt when she went to buy that purse.
Oh!
Oh, and they shut the store down.
Yeah, baby, and they told this girl, you can't afford this.
Wait a minute. Do either of you feel like you've been profiled? Any of you?
Yeah, I mean, honey, I was in the store. I never forget, I was living in Houston. And I went to this store, honey. I don't recall the name of the store. But, baby, this girl, honey, act like she didn't want to wait on me. I said, listen, honey, you're on the clock. I'm shopping. Mm-hmm. You need to help me.
Oh, wow.
I have to let her know, bitch. Don't go there. All right, y'all. Well, while we're on the topic of fashion, it's time for...
What the fashion?
And, baby, we have to talk about my new favorite obsession in menswear, the romp hem.
It's called romper.
No, but it's called the romp hem. Yes, yes, niece, honey. Now, honey, a romp hem. Now, this is what they're calling it. Now, let me tell you something. I love it. Now, we saw a lot of guys, honey, wearing this at Coachella this year, and it's basically a romper for men.
Who is buying this besides? besides you, Gary.
That's what I was going to say. Honey, all the boys. I mean, honey, hair crack, you're going to get you one, huh?
Probably not.
Really?
You can't even ask for one of those masculine. Excuse me. Can I get a romper? Like, no. Hell no.
But you like to dress preppy, though. Like Cam Newton, he's a big-time football player, and he's masculine.
And Pharrell.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry, but no.
You need to get with it.
This outfit makes especially big men look big and stupid.
Yeah.
No, I think it's cute. I love
it. It'll make them look like Humpty Dumpty.
Is it like everybody who's wearing one of these, their voice goes up three octaves higher?
No, it's just a jumpsuit in shorts.
Gary, whatever. The only reason you like this is because of the name. Because you want to romp him. Yeah, that's why you like that. See, I knew
it.
You never see smoke without fire.
But could you, I mean, picture me going into the store. I want to romp him.
Yeah, it sounds perfect coming from you.
You're such a creep. You're probably going to call and order it just
I want to romp him, and I want two, honey, one in black and one in white.
I need you to stop right now, okay? Coming up, the trailer for the new Lifetime movie about Michael Jackson just dropped, and we'll tell you if you should tick it or skip it next.
Oh, you got some romp hims? Okay, I'll pick them up.
Nation. All right, so welcome back to Dish Nation. And ladies and gentlemen, it is time for Ticket and Skip It.
Yes!
Woo! The Michael Jackson biopic Searching for Neverland is airing on Lifetime May 29th, and it's based on a 2014 book by Michael Jackson's personal bodyguards. Take a look.
May I remind you, you're under oath. Did Dr. Conrad Murray kill Michael Jackson?
Like I told you, I wasn't there that night.
But you were there the 2 years leading up to that night.
He doesn't want to be the king of pop. He just wants to be Mike, a normal American dad.
Raising these kids alone is the hardest thing I've ever had to do. There are good people in the world, and there are bad people. I'll always protect you.
We love that man. We were the only two people actually looking out for him.
Come on, show me what you got.
What else do you want to know?
That does not look like Michael.
But despite the way Michael Jackson looked, Ticket or Skip It. Are we here for this?
Oh, Ticket.
Yeah.
It seems touching, and I want to see it. It seems like it's going to be interesting. I don't know. I almost want to cry.
I'm going to pay my cable bill right now just to make sure that no interruptions or distractions.
Oh, wow.
I need to be here on May 29th.
Really?
So, Pony, are you Ticket or Skip It? What?
Skip it.
Shimon.
Shimon. Well, moving on. If you don't feel like talking, or maybe you need to write a note, I've got the hottest gadget trending out there, guys.
Oh, what's that?
I'm talking about the thin LCD Ultra Writing Tablet.
Ooh, that looks fun, Portia. Now, I love to doodle, but tell me more, child.
It's all of that in a bag of chips.
Oh.
Now, the LCD writing tablet lets you draw or scribble whatever you want using a stylus pen.
Oh.
And it's super cute because if you press hard, you get a thick line. If you do it lightly, you get a thin line.
Nice.
And if you need to erase everything, you just press this button and poof, it's gone.
Well, wait a minute, girl. Where you plug it in there?
You don't have to charge. It has a battery in it
what?
That has 50,000 uses. So you literally don't even have to charge it.
Man, I tell you what, I wouldn't mind having a few of those for like road trips because that would be a great way to keep the kids entertained in an active way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Hickory, I think you mean, honey, you want to do something to keep them quiet, baby. That's what you're trying to do so they won't be fighting in their back seat.
Maybe.
You hit it on the head. Right now, we have a great deal for our Dish Nation viewers. Now, normally, the LCD writing tablet retails for $99.99. But for our Dish Nation family, it's only $29.99. That's with free shipping. That's basically 70% off.
Yes, it's almost free.
Just go to luluway.com/DishNation and get your LCD writing tablet to start getting creative today.
Yeah, and keep those darn kids quiet here, Craig, on the road trip, right?
I never said that. Anyway, don't go nowhere because LA is coming back after the break with the Unsmash Alert. Coming up next.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Before we start, you definitely want to tune in tomorrow because our friend Andrew Freund is going to be sitting down with the stars of Alien.
Michael Fassbender. He's a big talent.
And you are gross.
I know.
Anyway, it's time for an Unsmash Alert.
Who's Unsmashed?
Amy Schumer and her boyfriend.
No.
Oh.
They've been dating for a year and a half. He's a furniture designer from Chicago. This is her first real boyfriend. That's what she calls him. And they met on a dating app. But after a year and a half, they're calling it quits. But it's the first boyfriend. You always call it quits.
Well, yeah. I mean, if I were going to settle down and still be with my first boyfriend, I would be with David, who I was with my freshman year of high school.
And I'm assuming he broke up with you.
He did.
And maybe this guy broke up with Amy. He saw the reviews to Snatched. He's like, I can't be associated
with this. Oh, my God.
This is so bad. I got to get out.
You, anytime your girlfriend's in the movie business and her Rotten Tomatoes score is under 75, you got to get out.
But in typical Hollywood style, they're going to remain friends. All right.
No.
Remember, if you want to get that really cool LCD writing tablet, go to luluway.com/dish.
Wardrobe provided by Robert Graham. Dish Nation. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.